Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. David Nagel, and welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. You can email us questions at tsm@davidnagel.com, or you can send us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/David Nagel. Okay, BT, we got some questions today.
We do, actually, David. Yeah, we've got one really long question that I think will probably take up most of our time, so I'm just going to dive right in because I really feel like the way you're going to answer this is going to help so many people, so I'm super excited about this. So this question came through our podcast portal, tsm@davidnagel.com. Be sure and send us those questions because David loves to work with people one-on-one like this, and this is the perfect platform for that. So this question came from Priya. Now, Priya writes, David has talked about how he had to purchase first-class seats when he was working with his mentor and didn't have the money to pay for them. And then he became that person. Can you talk about how this works? Because a lot of people will buy the first class seats, end up in debt, and that's the end of the story. Is it that you buy the seats, put pressure on yourself, and force yourself to make the money without stopping? Is it trust in the universe? Is it a combination, or is it something else? Everyone talks about how they did something crazy like this and transformed their life, but no one really talks about the mechanism behind it and why it works for some people and not others. What are the some people thinking, believing, or doing differently?
So this is a really great question. It's something that I've been teaching on for a long time. It's really about self-awareness. It's about really knowing yourself. I think that my mentor really knew who I was before I did. And what he did was he played off of what I wanted in life to raise my self-awareness and my self-esteem around that idea. This kind of goes back to this idea that we're raised in a society where people see success kind of at the end or at its height. When people, you know, they're all over TV or movies, or they already have a lot of money, and we see them living that supposed lifestyle, then it becomes something that we want. But, you know, everybody wants that end result. They want to fly in the private jet. They want to, you know, live in the, you know, 20-room house. But they don't necessarily understand the work and the process behind getting there. And that's where the problem comes in. So there's really two kinds of people. You've got one kind of person where if they're under pressure, they get their back up against the wall, they come out fighting, and they are going to make things happen no matter what the situation or what the circumstance. Then you have other people who are not like that. You put them under too much pressure, and they collapse and fold, and you know they're in the fetal position in the corner, and they can't get out of their own way. So part of this is about really understanding who you are. It's respect for both. It's not like one is good and one is bad. It's not that type of thing. I'm the kind of person where you push me up against the wall, I'm going to come out swinging. If I get, like I've said before, like I'm a wartime general. I like the pressure. I like when there's a challenge. I like overcoming problems. That is just kind of the way that I'm wired. So I think my mentor kind of knew that with me. Now, he also knew that I wanted this lifestyle, and I think he was challenging me to see, do I actually like the process in getting there, which is actually doing the work? So what happens when we're doing this? What are we actually dealing with? Well, one of the things that we're dealing with is a self-esteem issue. That means that a lot of people want to live in the 1% of society, but they don't have the self-esteem to get there yet. So that has to be built. That self-esteem has to be built, and part of that is self-worth. They have to be worthy of not just receiving, you know, the idea or doing the idea of like flying first class or, you know, riding in a Rolls or, you know, whatever it might be, but that they also have the self-worth to do the work to pay for it. And that's where I tell people all the time, if I teach that to a group of individuals, I say, listen, I'm telling you this with great responsibility, respect, and I want you to hear me. If you do this the way that I did it, you have to be willing to go out and do the work to pay for what it is that you've just committed to. So part of my process was that I was really stuck at a level where I had all the desire to be an entrepreneur and do the work, but I really didn't know what to do. I just didn't, because I had not been around that in my life. And I needed something to kind of jolt me out of my comfort zone. And that's what my mentor did for me. He jolted me out of the comfort zone. He said to me that I'm not going to become a millionaire until I start acting like one. And it's really funny, BT, because when I say this, people always assume that I'm talking about flying first class or riding in the back of the car or living like a millionaire. Acting like a millionaire is doing the work. It's doing the process. So he gave me a reason to step into that process by saying, here's what you need to do. You need to fly first class. You need to treat yourself like a millionaire, because then I have a reason to step out of my fear and excuse and actually get into the process of doing the work that's required in order for me to get there. I think that there's a lot of people that they understand. There's this interesting phenomenon that happens. Once you start making a lot of money and you start moving into the 1% area of income earners, which, believe it or not, you start entering that area at just a little over $400,000 a year. So when you start to enter that and you start to make money where you can kind of go buy almost anything that you want, you know, within reason. You could buy the clothes that you want. You could take the vacations. You could travel first class. You could buy a really nice house. You could drive really nice cars. When you start to do some of those things and you're consistently also doing the work behind it so that the money is actually coming in, you get to a place where the excitement, the mystery, sometimes the magical thinking about what it's like to live that way begins to go away. It no longer has that importance. And I think that that happens when a person's self-esteem starts to rise, because they no longer need those things for them to feel complete. And when that happens, where you end up landing, like psychologically, is, yeah, I may prefer to ride to fly first class, or I may prefer to fly private, but if I have to fly coach for some reason, I am going to be just as fine with that as if I'm flying first class. And here's why this is important to understand this, because if we are not willing, if we start to get an entitlement attitude, or we start to come from a place where we're not willing to do what needs to be done, that's going to spill over into the process that we have for our life. Now, I understand that I'm walking a delicate line here, because there's also people that are listening to this that have heard me say, you have to raise your standards and then refuse to go back. It's very true that you have to, but you also have to have a balance in your own ego where you're not going to feel shame, guilt, embarrassment if for some reason you have to do something other than fly first class. So it's about you're really secure and you know who you are, and everything really else, everything out there is really a perception of how you're experiencing it or what you're really doing. So I think that what happens with a lot of people is there is we live in this age right now of the fake entrepreneur. And that is the person that is going out and figuring out a way to take a picture of themselves with a private jet or a picture of themselves in front of a Bentley, and when they hire a bunch of models to make themselves look really cool. Or they hang out on a beach and they're like, yeah, you live in the lifestyle. But there's no substance behind it. Like, they're not really actually doing anything behind it to earn the money. And they're taking those things and they're trying to sell you programs or ideas or processes that they say, well, you know, are, that are actually going to get you there. And you don't really have to do a whole lot in order to do it. You know, like, here's this magical thing that you can do on the internet and you're going to be making $50,000 a month. And I made $50,000 my first month by putting this up there. And it's, I think that as a human beings, we've always been susceptible to the get rich quick kind of scam. And while I'm not a fan of getting rich slow either, I think that the people that are susceptible to the get rich thing are magical thinkers. And they don't know that they're magical thinkers because they've never really experienced the cause and effect of, you know, wealth or building a great business. In their mind, they have ideas of how a person got where they got. You know, they got lucky, or they're unbelievably brilliant, or they were born into the money, or they won the lottery, or, you know, now it's all of the spiritual stuff. If I'm just spiritual enough, all the money's going to come to me. I don't have to hustle because I'm aligned and everything comes to me. And it's all a load of fucking bullshit. I mean, I've been in this industry for 20 years. I've studied and worked all the way from some of the most esoteric ideas all the way down to the most practical applications of business. And what people do is they take the spiritual and the magical aspect of it, they hide behind it, they dress themselves up as something that they're not because they have low self-esteem, and then they try to use it as stepping into your power. And stepping into your power is not as much about what you wear or how you travel, but it is about you're willing to do the process and serve and provide a product or a service to people that you're going to benefit their life. And in the doing of that, where people don't do it, it's because they're not willing to grow in order to do the process. That's really where all of the growth takes place, because most people come from a middle class or a working class mindset, and all of their value systems and hierarchies are based on those ideas. Those ideas do not work in an entrepreneurial endeavor, and they will never work in an entrepreneurial endeavor. They're completely the opposite. One is about being safe, and the other one is about creation. You're not there. So first of all, let's just like put the exclamation point on this thing once and for all. There is no such thing as safety. There is no such thing as security. It's an illusion. It is an absolute illusion. The safest we can be in a reality standpoint is our ability to respond to whatever life throws at us. Our ability to pre-think about what we're doing based on the law of cause and effect. And that's what gives us, if there is any safety, that's what gives us that safety. because we have the ability to respond to when something doesn't go right. And because we have the ability to respond, we don't end up broke and homeless and living under a bridge somewhere. But in the truth of life, anything could go wrong. You know, I mean, there's the old adage, like you could step out of your building and get hit by a bus, you know, tomorrow. Yes, like we could die at any time for any reason. Every day there's people that die. And so everybody that's listening to this right now, every day there's people that die doing exactly what it is that you're doing right now. And everybody is going to at some point. We don't know when that is. Everybody's going to experience hardships in life. And it is through the overcoming of those hardships that we build strength and we build confidence and we build competence in doing what it is that we're doing. Today we have people that they just want to lay out stones in front of them or something or do something magical or spiritual and think that they're literally going to now be the queen and they're now going to be the king and they're going to fly first class. And there's people that are buying into this garbage, and it's absolutely not true. I do believe in treating yourself well. I do believe in treating yourself the way that you want to from your authentic self. If you want to live in a big house, you know, on the ocean and have a yacht and, you know, 10 cars and a private jet and all of that stuff, then that's the way that you should live. If you don't want to live that way and you want to live in an average home and drive an average car and take, you know, average vacations or whatever, then that's the way that you should live. There's no right or wrong in this, but the question comes down to, is the person willing to grow into being the person that they need to be to live the way that they want? Because anybody can if they're willing to do the work. And the work is both internal and external. So you have to do the internal work. You've got to get rid of all of the shit from your childhood that contradicts what you want in life. You have to remove the people from your life that are toxic and telling you that you can't do it. I don't care if that's your mother. I don't care if that's your father. In many cases, it probably is. It could be brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, coworkers. It could be anybody. You're not going to move forward and surround yourself with people that are constantly have a different opinion of the way life should be lived or where it is that you want to go. You know, the other thing is, you know, really learning to be grateful for what you do have in life, because until you're grateful for what you do have in life, you're generally resentful and you feel entitled. And then you just create more of that in your life because you're never actually getting ahead. There's no magic bullet to doing this. So you have the people that can say, yes, I'm going to make a commitment ahead of time. I am going to spend money as kind of a draw or something that will pull me into the responsibility of fulfilling that decision. I was that kind of person. I went and did that. I lived in that responsibility. I did the work. I worked the 15 hours a day. I worked the 7 days a week in my business. And it was also easier than what I was doing for a living because for a lot of reasons. Number one, I loved what it was that I did. So being that I really loved what it was that I did, it didn't feel like the work in the sense where a lot of people are raised where they go to work doing something that they don't enjoy. And just the effort of getting out of bed every day and going to do that, you know, they're just not happy. I was very happy in what I was doing to build my business, and I continue to be happy doing those things. And as I was doing that, I was being more effective. I was setting up an opportunity in a vehicle that had the ability to bring in large sums of money and also help people in a really great way. And a lot of people aren't willing to do that. I had to learn how to do things that at first might have been uncomfortable for me. I had to learn skill sets. I had to learn sales. I had to learn marketing. I had to learn to speak on stage. I had to learn to sell from stage. I had to learn to network. I had to learn to meet people from all walks of life. I had to learn to do business with people from all over the world. And a lot of people, what they do is they'll be like, oh, yeah, I want to fly first class. And then they can't pick up the phone to make phone calls. They lose their psychological ability to become resourceful, and they can't solve problems. Well, if that is what your behavior has been in your life, if that's kind of who you are, there's no shame in that. It's just that you probably shouldn't be buying a first class ticket to fly somewhere if you can't pay for it, because you know that when it comes time to get on the phone, you're just going to collapse around that idea. That's what changes it. It's not something magical in the universe that changes it. The universe will bring you and reflect back to you everything that you're being. Self-growth is about getting in there and doing the work and literally, doubling down on what it is that you want to become, but you have to be willing to do everything that's required to do it. If you don't, then you only go out and you create a lot of responsibility that you cannot fulfill, and then you end up with problems. If people remember my story, that was how I lived the entire first part of my life. I hated school. I didn't do the work. All the teachers told me that I would never be anything in my life. It was demoralizing. I did not know that my internal guidance system was actually trying to draw me into a different direction, because I had so much surrounding me that was basically saying, no, you need to learn a skill set and pretty much like be a laborer for the rest of your life. So I didn't have any experience. I didn't know that there was another door there for me. It took me a little while to find that door. But the whole first part of my life was that way. And then I started to become a young adult, and I was creating all this responsibility that I did not have the ability to fulfill. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to break out of that level. And then as I started to learn to change myself, I started breaking out of that level with in great quantum leaps for myself. That then inspired me to learn what it was that I had done, really learn about myself, really learn about how business works, how the universe works, how to overcome my own weaknesses and insecurities, and go out there and be able to really step into my purpose. But if a person does not do that, then they, the right thing for them might be to go work for somebody else. I think everybody has the ability to do something great in their life, but you're never going to do it with magical thinking. You have to do it like being practical and saying, what is it that I have to learn? And then you have got to love the process. If you don't love the process, which is the work that creates the lifestyle that you want to live for yourself, because if you're saying, I really want to live this great lifestyle, if you don't love the process, then you're never going to live that lifestyle. And if you try, you're just going to get yourself into a lot of trouble. It's one thing to love the jets, and it's one thing to love the great clothes and the expensive cars and all of that idealization that we have. But when it comes down to running a business, doing the grind day in and day out, all of the work that is required to create that result, the person doesn't want to do that. And if they do start to get involved in it, they start to look for shortcuts. They start to think that they shouldn't have to do that. They start to get angry and indignant about what it is that they have to do. They almost feel like somebody played a trick on them. Nobody played a trick on them. It was just the way that their mind formed, because they never saw the cause and effect. we never before in history really saw how somebody went out and started from nothing and then acquired, you know, a fortune. The only time we ever actually kind of had a peek into how that happened is if somebody wrote a biography or they wrote an autobiography about that, but then that was after, you know, they were old or dead. And people, only people that were really, really interested in creating that for themselves would then go out generally and read those books. Today, we see a mixture happening because we have the internet that's actually exposing who we really are and how we live, but we also have people on the internet who are faking who they really are and how they're living. Eventually, that's going to just, the whole faking thing is going to fall apart at some point because you're just not going to be able to hide it. There's just way too much damn exposure. So, you know, my recommendation is that you have to understand who you are. It's about self-awareness. If you're a person that loves the process, then go out there and live whatever magnificent lifestyle you want to live. I'm totally for it. I absolutely love that stuff. If you're not that person, then be okay not being that person. Really be grateful and happy with who you are and be the best in whatever you're doing. Like if you're working for a company and you're like the 33rd person down from the top in that company, but you're the very best at that job that you do, that's really something to be proud of. That is something that's fantastic. You could be totally happy doing that. You can still live a great life. But if you start thinking that you're not doing that because you're comparing yourself to other people that are doing different things or you perceive that they're doing different things, then you're absolutely going to be miserable. Happiness is really the key here. What is it that is going to make you happy in your life? And I really believe it starts off with self-acceptance, knowing who you are, and then making the very best out of that you possibly can. That's it for today.
That's great. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. All right, everyone. That was the Successful Mind Podcast. Be sure and send in your emails to tsm@davidnagel.com. Also, you can reach out to us at speakpipe.com/davidnagel. Priya, thank you so much for your question. I think she got what she needed, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. Great question.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.